If you're like me, and God help you if you are, you're having trouble keeping track of what day of the week it is. Even worse, what month. Time sometimes stands still, sometimes races ahead, and worse, occasionally slips backwards. This is the 6th or 7th or 4th, I don't know, month of the COVID panic. Outbreaks on the rise once again, here and worldwide. You probably track the statistics the way you track the election polls, feverishly and incessantly. You pray to your gods that this epidemic will wane, that the election will be over, that a vaccine will be discovered that will give immunity to both. I make one trip a week to the grocery store to stock up on food and reality suppressors. Every couple weeks I fill up the truck's gas tank. In a real emergency, I'll have to haul into a hardware store to buy a replacement toilet for the one that broke recently, no doubt overworked by stressful bowel syndrome brought on by too much internet news. Other than that, we're sequestered here on the partisan South End, caged animals walking the trails of our self-imposed prison, wondering when normality will return. Lately, we think, never. Rumors do trickle into our little bubble. A naked dead man washed up on shore a few miles north of us. Antifa? A COVID victim? Another suicide by someone who opted out of quarantine? Wildfires are burning up across the freeway. Or was it in Colorado? Fires seem to be engulfing half the West. Some say global warming. Some say leftist guerrillas. All information coming in is suspect now. Iranian disinformation and Chinese hackers, one of our neighbors claimed. Personally, I think he's a Russian plant. His lights stay on late into the night. What's he up to that late at night? Of course, maybe he thinks the same thing of me. But we know, don't we, that I can't even speak Russian, much less work for the KGB, since I am workaphobic. The election's supposed to happen in a week. Only the gullible think this will occur. Sure, votes will be cast, media will report delays, ballots will be rejected, speculation of tampering will be rampant. The election will pass, maybe no winner declared, martial law declared at least, plague mask declared, illegal to wear. Schools reopened or closed or reopened again. A new election will be called, the last election voided. The president will speak on Fox News to say we've turned the corner, to declare victory over COVID, to promise a vaccine before the next election, if there ever is one. We have, he will say, nothing to fear but fear itself. He'll declare that he is the first to say this. He insists that he's the first to say this, that he said it long ago, but the fake news won't cover brilliant quotes of his. He'll tell you what you have to be afraid of. Plenty, he'll say. Suburban takeovers, racist riots, plague-riddled immigrants, our own FBI, the Chinese, the liberals, even his own Republicans. Trust him, he'll say. He's got this. He's got the best team. He's got a plan, and when we're ready, he'll show it to us. We're not ready yet. Maybe in a few more months. But what month is it now?